You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. From bike shops to breweries, Kalamazoo businesses cater to many passions. Some are exceptionally well covered. An avid reader could spend a whole day exploring local bookstores. But if you're looking for pastels or a top-quality paintbrush from a local vendor, you might be out of luck. That's because Kalamazoo no longer has an independent art supply store. WMUK's Sevilla Mann reveals the likely culprit and wonders if local artists feel the absence.
Denise Lazecki walks down the hallway at the Kirk Newman Art School in downtown Kalamazoo. It's the instruction wing of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. She lists a few of its facilities.
Downstairs, there's a dark room with 12 enlargers, weaving room with 23 looms, a full jewelry studio, and a full print studio.
Lazecki is the school's director and a watercolorist, and she remembers when Kalamazoo artists could choose between three local art supply stores.
There was Suzanne's, which was a very small store on a second floor, I believe. I barely remember that one. But I do remember Labadie's, and it was on West Michigan, right at the corner of West Michigan and Church. And it was a wonderful art supply store, your old-fashioned with the wooden floors. It came down, it had been owned for many years, and it was the go-to place for artists, and also Wheaton's, although because I had a studio downtown, I went to Labadie's more.
Lazecki has watched them all go, first Suzanne's and the venerable Labadie's, and finally Wheaton Art Supply a few years ago. That's not to say Kalamazoo is an art material desert. Chain craft stores like Michael's and Hobby Lobby sell a few items, as does the WMU bookstore and a handful of studios around town. Lazecki says KIA students can buy a few supplies at the school. But no one store supplies everyone from sculptors to painters. Instead, there's only a virtual paradise of art supplies a few clicks of a button away.
With the internet now, it is so readily available. Shipping is usually free. You can get the supplies in several days, and the breadth of different media in this town, I don't think one art supply store could cover it anymore.
That's not news to Dan Anderson. He's the owner of the brick-and-mortar T-Square Art Supplies in Grand Rapids. He says thanks to his framing business, the store is hanging on, but he says he wouldn't go into retail art supply today. Stores like his first took a hit when people started using software to make commercial art instead of materials from their local retailer.
Almost 90% of that business has disappeared, which made it pretty difficult to downsize and adjust to that loss of revenue.
And then came online shopping. When products cost so much to start with, Anderson says, you have to know you can sell them.
Just having a single display of one vendor's oil paints can be an expensive $3,000 to $5,000.
At the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center on the first floor of the Park Trade Center, studio coordinator Katie Platty folds handmade journals for a commission from WMU. She says for many people, buying supplies online makes sense.
And I think a lot of artists know what they want already. And if they're like me and they go to an art supply store, they see a lot of things they don't need.
Then again, she says she does like to browse on occasion.
If I go to a big city like Chicago, I like to go to Utrecht and look at all the different stuff and pick out like special supplies that I wouldn't be able to get other places or touch in person if I were buying them online.
And the KIA's Lazecki is an avid art supply tourist.
My husband and I are both artists, and yes, we always search out art supply stores, and especially in small towns because they have a lot of times unique supplies, things they've had for a long time.
Lazecki's not sure Kalamazoo will ever have its own art supply store again, but it would be welcome, she says, along with a commercial art gallery. She says that's a gap to be filled in a town with a thriving art community. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.